This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of history repeating itself, we come now to Amazon. First it was books, and then electronics, and then almost everything else. Now wine, apparently. Amazon has just launched an online wine store with about 1,000 bottle selection, just for starters. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has that story.
Most wineries are cheering Amazon's entry into the business. Kathy Harshberger is the e-commerce manager at the Napa Valley Winery, Gloria Ferrer.
Well, I was very excited to see the wine marketplace come together.
Gloria Ferrer sells about 190,000 cases of wine a year. That's pretty big compared to most wineries in California, but not big enough to give it national name recognition. Harshberger says that she hopes that Amazon, with its 100 million customers, can help change that.
It kind of levels the playing field in a lot of ways, which makes it easier for large and small wineries alike.
Amazon is starting out by selling to customers in 12 states, but it won't be storing the wine at its distribution centers, and it's not shipping it. Instead, the Amazon wine store will play middleman. Marlo Daniel is a spokeswoman for Coppola Winery, also Napa.
As a consumer, you would go to Amazon's site, you would buy the wine, you would check out through Amazon, and on the back end, it would kick the order over to the winery.
The winery would then ship to the customer and give Amazon a cut in sales. Rob McMillan is the founder of Silicon Valley Bank's wine business. He's skeptical that Amazon will decimate wine stores. Unlike shipping books, shipping alcohol requires cutting through a lot of red tape.
After the repeal of Prohibition, we had effectively 50 different countries with 50 different laws.
McMillan says even now, while 40 states permit mail order wine, the laws are so complicated it's difficult to say how many states Amazon can actually make money in. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.